Okay, good afternoon everybody. My name is Mohammad Mufiz Rahman Jahangir. I am a research fellow at Trinity College Dublin and working in Teagasc Environment Research Centre in Ireland. So hydrologic and geochemical influences on groundwater nitrate abundance in agricultural settings. In Ireland and most of the developed countries in the world have excess nitrogen due to low nitrogen use efficiency. On average 232 kilogram nitrogen per hectare in Ireland, and European average is more than 250. And the main concern for excess reactive nitrogen in environment is groundwater and surface water nitrate pollution and associated indirect nitrous oxide emission to atmosphere. And European Water Framework Directive targeted to attain a good water status by 2015. It's ecological status for water quality. But so far, the progress to attain this target is not up to the level, and there is a limit of application of organic nitrogen, 170 kg per hectare, and which might be a barrier for increasing the production. And similarly, nitrate directive also needs robust scientific data on the fate and transport of nitrogen in agricultural system. So. Our hypothesis mainly that nitrate abundance in groundwater can be the function of hydrologic and geochemical variables in groundwater system. So we have selected four different agricultural sites in Ireland in four different counties, and they are contrasting sites based on hydrology and geochemical environment, their soil type and land use. And these four sites are under Agricultural Research Centre in Ireland. One is Johnstone Castle, Solohead Farm and Dairy Gold. These three sites are under grassland, and another one in Oak Park in arable system. So the sites differ in their land use, nitrogen applications, topsoil, subsoil and rainfall also, and groundwater tables. So the water table in two sites, in Johnstone Castle and Solohead Farm sites, is on average less than 2 meters below ground level, and other two sites, more than, one in 5 meters, another one is more than close to 30 meters below ground level. So they differ on their unsaturated zone depth. And soil types in two sites are permeability is moderate to poorly permeable in two sites, Solohead and Johnstone, and other two sites are excessive permeable. We installed multi-level piezometers in three different depths in three sites, in Johnstone Castle, Solohead, and Oak Park, and in Dairy Gold site, we have only piezometers in one depth. Because there's no groundwater in subsoil and interface. We installed piezometers in 5 meters, 12 and 22 meters in three sites, and another site is 50 meters below ground level. We selected the location for piezometer based on the ambient hydrologic condition along groundwater flow paths. The piezometer diameter 0.05 meters, and screen section was it was variable from 2 to 6 meters. Where groundwater table was very low, we installed longer screen section, and shallow side we installed 2 meter screen sections. And hydrochemical parameters, we sampled every month from February 2009 to January 2011 for 24 sampling events in every month using US EPA low flow sampling method. We used bladder pump. And when sampling, we analyze samples on site for dissolved oxygen, pH, temperature, electrical conductivity, redox potential, and we analyzed other parameters in the lab for nitrate, nitrate, ammonium, DOC, and all other relevant parameters. And we also measure groundwater table depth in every 30 minutes using divers, and we estimated saturated hydraulic conductivity. And finally, we used water balance using the FAO-Penman mounted method, and we modified it for soil moisture deficit using the Shuttle-Attle method. This method is modified for iris grassland system. Now, saturated hydraulic conductivity. as I have told already, permeability was low in two sites. Here we have subsoil interface and bedrock, three sites in Johnstone Castle, Solway, and Oak Park, and in one site only at bedrock. So permeability is low in Johnstone Castle and Solway, and higher, significantly higher in other two sites in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites. Generally, permeability increased with the depth of groundwater from subsoil to interface, and then it's higher in the bedrock. The general trend for permeability normally decreased with the downslope, from top slope to downslope, maybe for the deposition of clay from top slope to downslope. We are showing here only shallow wells in two sites, Johnstone Castle and Solway site. We have five wells in Johnstone Castle, the left one and right one in Solway site. We have three shallow wells. Now, hydrological data. Precipitation, potential evapotranspiration, actual evapotranspiration, and effective rainfall. Here, effective rainfall we estimated as drainage for 2 years, 2009 and 2010. In all sites, 2010 was comparatively drier than 2009. So, the precipitation, accordingly, the potential evapotranspiration (AET) and effective drainage was lower in 2010 than 2009. Groundwater table depth in two sites, Johnstone Castle and Solway, was within on mean value within 2 meter, and in Oak Park it was close to 5 meter, and Dairy Gold is more than 25 meters. Groundwater geochemistry, we measured redox potential on site using in situ multi-parameter probe. It was lower than 100 in Johnstone Castle and Solway, and more in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites, 100 and 180. And dissolved oxygen concentration are also lower in Johnstone Castle and Solway sites than Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites. It's less than 2 in this low permeable sites, and 6.5 and close to 10 in Dairy Gold sites. The reasons could be higher permeability in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites, and deeper unsaturated zone, dry area, and lower rainfall in those two sites, and high dry period. So maybe DO with the percolating water was higher in these two sites. We measured pH. It was close to neutral in three sites, except Oak Park. It was higher in interface zone, maybe due to carbonaceous limestones, and there are some calcium deposition, and mean electrical conductivity was similar in three sites and higher only in Dairy Gold site. Now, nitrate concentrations were 3.8, mean value for 24 months was 3.8 in Johnstone Castle, and Solway site is less than 1, 11 and 15 in Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites. So in two low permeable sites, it's higher nitrate concentration than the high permeability sites are higher than two low permeability sites. And in one site, only Oak Park, we had some nitrate accumulation, and which can be occurred due to high pH, maybe it's deposition of nitrate. And then we have some ammonium in Johnstone Castle and Oak Park, and only in subsoil in Oak Park site, in Johnstone Castle in three depths. This ammonium could be produced by dissimulatory nitrate reduction. It's our speculation. And in Oak Park site, it was well permeable, but there are some clay deposition and clay interbedded clays in subsoil, so which can produce some microsite for ammonium production or anaerobic zone. And dissolved oxygen concentration was higher in Johnstone Castle and Solway. It was in general it was low, but higher in Johnstone Castle and Solway than Oak Park and Dairy Gold sites. And the interesting thing here is DOC concentration was similar in all depths, in subsoil, interface, and bedrock, which is indicating DOC can percolate to groundwater from shallow to deeper depths. We have some total nitrogen discharge from groundwater to surface water. We measured based on the nitrogen, based on water balance study, where we found nitrate least leaching range from 8 to 12 in low permeable sites and 27 to 38 in high permeable sites. So it's quite variable. And now the factors of that controlling nitrate abundance in groundwater, we correlated nitrate to KZ values, and we found is higher permeability, where permeability is high, nitrate is higher. And the nitrate to ratio of depth below water table, which is indicating actually the depth of unsaturated zone. Where the unsaturated zone depth is low, nitrate is low. Where unsaturated depth is high, nitrate concentration in groundwater is high. Then we have nitrate to dissolved oxygen. It's where dissolved oxygen is low, nitrate is low. Redox potential, similarly, where redox potential is low, nitrate is low. And this redox potential to dissolved oxygen concentration is all. And then dissolved oxygen concentration to the depth of unsaturated zone, where unsaturated zone depth is high, redox oxygen, dissolved oxygen concentration is high. Similarly, where KSAT saturated hydraulic conductivity is high, redox potential is high. So, in conclusion, we say groundwater nitrate concentration is a function of several hydrogeochemical parameters. We found low permeability, main factors are low permeability, shallow water table, low dissolved oxygen, and low redox potential is favorable for low nitrate reduction, that is for denitrification. And higher DOC concentration are consistent to lower nitrate concentration. Maybe DOC is helping denitrification. And another thing, reduced rainfall consistently decreases nitrate concentration. And ammonium production is indicating anaerobic condition in some zones in groundwater. Thank you very much for your attention.